Seriously. Good job, like, Jesus. If there was something that was going to get me out, it was going to be Jesus. Jesus was like, just, come on. You know you want to go out.
Warning. This podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to the Big Party Show podcast, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then after party on Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts. All right, if you want to reach out to us, you can do so at bpscrasher@gmail.com, or you can hit up the party line. That's 402-915-0962. Let's just start with the motivation because of the fact that I don't want to forget. We get into some fun stuff, and then people need to, you know, they need to get motivated to start off the week. All right. So this is your choices this week. All right. It's the age realization. Okay. That's the subject. A, you throw out your back sleeping. B, you make noise. you make like, noise standing up and nobody even asks.
Like, that kind of like,
are you doing that?
No, I know you
are. I did for a while. Every time I would stand up, like, but yeah,
what an effort. Like,
and then, you know, someone would look at me like, geez, all right already. But basically it's, all right, you make noise standing up and nobody even asks because it's normal now.
Okay. Yeah.
That's me.
Sure. That's you.
And then you get excited about a new sponge or storage bins.
I've been there for a while, though. I don't necessarily know if that's a canary in the coal mine or is it's just called like being excited about house stuff.
Yeah.
Cracking out that new sponge.
Oh, God. I mean, that's, you pick one and then we'll go into the sponge talk.
New sponge.
New
sure.
sponge. All right. Day long. Let's find out what it is. New sponge it is.
Demotivational sponge.
Of course.
Oh.
If every time you look outside of a window, you see someone you hate, you must realize that it's not a window. It's a mirror. Every morning, wake up and scream your dreams into a garbage can where they belong. People are really great, as long as you don't get to know them. Mm. Working out is a great way to make your slow march towards death a little more attractive.
There you go.
I love it.
And that's demotivational quotes for people who do not like motivational quotes.
I made myself go to the gym the other day because I realized that it was going to be an entire month and I hadn't scanned my card. Like I was realizing like I will have not gone once in January. I have to go like at least one time. Now, of course, because of my gym fee, it means that that was like an $80 one-time visit. Did make it.
You did go. All right.
I did go.
Well, it's also the end of dry January now.
Yeah, I didn't make it. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Once we had
that dinner party, once we had that dinner party like a week and a half ago, I was like, well, I mean, at first I was going to be so good and just have that one off and be like, I just can do this one night of drinking and then that's it. Like, you think I just met myself. All of a sudden, the weasel part of me is like, we've already ruined it. What's a couple more drinks?
That's all it takes, Molly. That is it. Because I was going to try myself to do dry January, but it was turning more so into a, what would you call it? A damp.
Damp.
Mm-hmm. And then it just full-on waterfall January. I don't know many people that did it. So,
to be fair for dry January, the way January ended was weird on account of the fact that the last 2 days were a Friday and a Saturday.
Yes.
Like, I think people could have managed it if you were saying, like, the last 2 days, like the 30th and the 31st, were like a Tuesday and a Wednesday. And you're like, this is great. February starts on a weekend. I can do this. But when the last 2 days of a dry month are the weekend, nobody's making it to Sunday and then cracking one. Are you nuts?
No. I think a lot of people turned it into a high January, to, you know, just to replace the addiction. You know what I mean? With all those
just like THC all of a sudden drinks. Like THC.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't speak for everyone. I didn't do that, but I just stuck on
They just
on the
announced
highway, so.
you know, the United Center in Chicago where all, you know, like the Bulls play and they have all the concerts and everything. They're going to start serving THC drinks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They just announced that.
And it's legal
doing that. It's legal in Chicago. Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, still like to have, I mean, a venue like that get on board is that's a big step. I mean, right now, usually it's like if you don't drink or if you're just California sober, which is just basically you don't drink, but you get high. The only option for you really is like water or soda when you're there. Now there will be a third option for people.
I guess
I haven't tried
high,
the THC drinks.
I have. Remember, I did that when we first started this podcast. Yeah, I thought it was some type of. I thought it was loopy. A drink. I thought it was a drink of some sort. You know, just it like a mocktail or something. I didn't know it was weed infused. Is what I'm saying until the moment when you asked, "What are you drinking?" And then next, you know, it 45 minutes of nonstop food talk.
You're like, I'm starving.
Happened.
so hungry.
Yeah. So, THC, huh? Mm-hmm. That's going to be, but if you're a THC person, you're a THC person. So
yes.
Now you don't have
people were really excited. I mean, people were like really, you know, the fact that the United Center is opening up that spigot, people were very interested, like really? Okay. And I'm curious to know if there are other venues across the country that do that. Like, I wonder if that's already a thing in Denver, you know, where it's kind of like the home of legalized marijuana.
The original, the OG.
You know, that's kind of like the original OG. And I was wondering if the stadiums there already did it. But yeah, for Chicago, I mean, that's a major city saying like, yep, THC.
No, they are not. They're not sold or permitted. At Empower Field, that's Mile House Stadium. You guys are probably the first, Molly.
I wonder if we are.
Yeah, it's not even permitted inside.
I would love it if Chicago was the first because this is such a drinking town. Like this is such a like you gotta get messed up. Like it doesn't surprise me that they're like I feel terrible. There's an entire group of people that just want to get high. And there's no option for them at the United Center. Let's make it happen.
I wonder what other stadiums do offer that then. I just remember going to Colorado before, you know, when Colorado was, they just started opening up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I went there and for vacation or whatever. And I was talking to some bar guy and he, bartender, he said that he didn't like being the guinea pig in the United States.
Okay.
Because, you know, everything that went right and wrong happened in Colorado, and we were all supposed to learn from that as a state and as businesses and stuff like that. And he just didn't like it. He said it's weird. It was odd because he said one guy came in, ordered tons of food, just tons of food because he was so stinking high.
Okay.
And then didn't have enough money to pay for it. You know, just kind of weird stuff like that was going on. And, you know, people were blaming it on, you know, so.
That could just happen. I mean.
All the time. I know.
I mean, that's sort of one of those things where I can't really say that's because you're high. It could just because like, that could happen with anybody.
You guys are the first. Yes.
Number one.
Are the first. Mm. The first one.
There was a huge story this week. I mean, they were like THC at the United Center. Everyone's like, you have my attention.
That's going to be nutty. There are going to be a lot of people just laid back and melting in their chairs.
Well, think about it for a concert. Know? I mean, a lot of people do enjoy being altered in that way and enjoying music. I mean, they kind of go hand in hand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it does make sense that. If that is something that's a legal option, I'm sure there are going to be people that take them up on it. I mean, if you're going to see a concert and that's your drug of choice, I mean, why not cash in on it? United Center is smart.
Yeah, I know. We'll see what happens because now you guys are the guinea pigs. Are there a lot of fights and stuff at the United?
Maybe out in the parking lot. I don't know. I doubt it.
It's also 45 days till spring. So if you guys are all listening right now and you're freezing your ass off, just think about that. 45 days. That's a month and a half.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. A friend of mine just reached out the other day and I was like, okay, I will see you in March. You know, the other thing that I realized, I went out on Friday night, the 30th, and that was the first night that I'd gone out in January.
Wait, you haven't been out even out in January?
Not out socially. No.
Okay. Cause you've been having house parties or whatever.
I had one house party. One.
All right. Yeah.
But other than that, like I have not. And I realized I was like, I'm terrible in January. Like I will, it takes a lot to get me out of the house.
It's because like, of the cold.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I am just done. I am so done. I mean, it would take, it takes a miraculous, like the thing that got me out on Friday night was the fact that I had to go to a retreat for my daughter making confirmation. Otherwise I would have gone the whole month without going out.
What is this retreat? Is that like out in the woods and stuff? Or I mean,
No, it's a church.
Okay. All right.
And that was what got me out.
Okay. Well, good.
Jesus.
Jesus got you out.
Jesus got me out.
It's about time.
It seriously. Good job, like Jesus. If there was something that was going to get me out, it was going to be Jesus. Jesus now, is like, come on. You know you want to go out. I'd be like, come on. It's dry January. He's like, just one.
So is this Jesus guy just a guy that works there, some serving coffee and stuff, and that's what got you?
Well, we went out we pre-gamed before the retreat.
What do you mean you pre-gamed?
You can't go in dry to a retreat. It's Catholic. Chicago. Are you kidding?
You had drinks. Okay.
We went out for cocktails.
I never understood that. I'm born, I guess I'm Catholic I don't know how you describe that, Molly, but my family's all Catholic.
You were raised Catholic, but you weren't baptized. Like, yeah, that kind of thing.
So I was I wasn't baptized, but my family, my mother told me I was, me and my brother. And it wasn't until my teenage years, I finally just asked. I was like, I figured all this stuff would be, I would know these things because baptized and I went to, you know, I learned, but I didn't learn anything. So I didn't know anything. So yeah.
Like, nope.
Yeah. So don't know a thing. All right. So we have Valentine's Day coming up here quickly and we have a promotion going on, a little giveaway. It's Valentine's Day. Don't screw this up. All right. We've been giving you guys keywords and you guys have all been heading over to bigpartyshow.com and entering them. We're going to do it all again this week. All right. So the keyword, we'll give you here in a second, but just for the newbies listening, the tomahawk steak and a ribeye steak from Kinko Meat Company, a spa package from Dark Horse Salon, bottle of wine, also a pair of tickets to the Omaha Lancers on the 13th. What is the keyword?
Aw, the keyword today is, oh my God.
You don't remember.
I blanked. Date. It's
there
date.
You go. I wasn't going to help
you. Oh my God,
I
totally had a moment where I was like, what?
I wasn't going to help
you. D-A-T-E, date. Well, I remembered. And I didn't even have to look at a piece of paper or anything.
Okay.
Hey,
so
brain.
You're going to go to bigpartyshow.com. And then tomorrow is the after party. It's an extension of the Big Party Show, anywhere you get your podcast. That's where your bonus keyword is going to be to get on this awesome giveaway. Steak. I had steak last night.
You did?
I grilled it. Yeah. I grilled it in the dark. And it was
outside?
Sad because outside, it was cold. I had a flashlight.
Yeah.
And then I cooked one side. I mean, I never mess up, but when you're cooking in the dark, it's harder, right? And so I cooked this steak and I overcooked it on one side. So it was a nice char. Mm-hmm. And so I quickly cooked the other side so it wouldn't be well done. So basically I had a half and half.
Sounds
the stupidest thing.
Appetizing.
The stupidest thing. All right. So Oscars are going to be coming up.
Yes.
You know, have you seen any of the Oscar films yet?
I watched one last night.
Okay.
That I don't think it's up for Best Picture, but Rose Byrne is up for Best Actress. It's called If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You.
Yes, we started watching that. I think they're up for, I don't know what they're up for, actually. Okay.
I should not have watched that movie.
Yeah. I didn't like it.
I was like, Peter came downstairs and he sat down on the couch and he's like, what are we watching? I was like, it's called If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You. And he's like, oh, okay. He He watched like 5 minutes. He's like, I can't. This is stressing me out. Yeah. I was like, I'm like an hour in. I thought it was just me. And he's like, no, this is really not. This is not. And this is too stressful.
One I watched, it's called The Lost Bus. I remember when you announced the nominees that were out there a week or so ago, you would mention The Lost Bus. It's fantastic. Oh, my God. It's with Matthew McConaughey. It is amazing. It is so good. I love him so much.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's so good. It's basically, I didn't know what it was about. I don't go into these movies trying to find out what it's about.
It's kind of nice to go in blind.
Sure. It's actually about the Paradise Fires in California.
Oh.
That's where it's sitting at. I couldn't tell if it's a real true story, but I think it is. It's good. Talk about it being on the seat of the, edge of your seat the whole time. And Waterworks.
Niagara Falls. You cried.
Yeah. Yeah. I had tears just rolling down my cheek. Wylene didn't cry. I didn't see her wipe a tear. So I just let it roll down the side of my face and I quietly do not move.
She's like, oh boy. Oh dear. Why can't he just fall asleep like usual?
Yeah. I didn't fall asleep during that one.
I was like, I don't know which one I prefer, him sobbing alone on the couch or when falls asleep and I can watch it without any sound.
I let it go down and I do not wipe because that shows out of the corner of your eye if you're sitting with somebody that someone's crying.
You just kind of go like this. You're like, act like you're just like, oh. Well,
that's what I do. I do this right here.
Yeah, then the whole brush the side of your eye, just like, oh, it's itchy.
Yeah, itch.
I've been sobbing a lot. Why are you making those gulping sounds?
I've been crying a lot at movies. I don't know.
Really?
I don't know what it is.
Low T? I don't know. Is that a thing?
I don't know. I'm guessing so. Maybe I have low T. I don't know how that works. I think low T gives you like man boobs and stuff like that. Yeah. I don't know.
But, so if I had legs, I would kick you. Mm-hmm. Is the story of this woman. She's a mother and she's drowning. I mean, she's drowning.
Yeah.
Her daughter is sick. Her husband is gone. They have an accident at their apartment. They're living out of a motel. And her daughter has like a feeding tube. I mean, it is.
Yes.
I'm like, and her therapist is awful. Like, it's played by Conan O'Brien, and he is just Judge Central. Like, he's just like, really? Okay, we're still talking about this. She's like, I really want to talk about this. He's like, okay. Uh-huh. I have another client. It is like, I had such high anxiety watching this. I was like, please stop. Please stop. Like at one point she takes the baby monitor and she goes out into the parking lot so she can drink wine and get high and just be away from her daughter and smoke cigarettes because she just needs a break because her husband is gone and she's just stuck with all this. And I was like, amen, sister, you drink that wine. And then there's the girl at the front desk. He's like, it's 2:00. I can't send it to you. She's like, it's 1:58. She's like, by the time I ring it up, it'll be 2:00. I was like, I hate this front desk girl.
Did you notice that? I mean, the daughter had.
They don't show her.
What's that?
They never show her until the very
end. That's what I'm going to say. They never show her through that whole Mm-mm. movie. So that means that she wasn't there. The actor was not there. So that's even got to be more difficult. She's got to be able to act like that and talk to somebody who's not there. They must
her
just
daughter
have
is there. I mean, you see I don't her think hand she was really and stuff there. Like that. Yeah, you see her hand and things like that. Like when they're in the hotel room and they're laying on the bed and stuff. I mean, her daughter is there, but they just make it. They made an artistic choice never to show her face.
Why and is I think that? I wonder.
I think it's partially because life is such a blur that it's like you just are missing stuff. You're just constantly like you're just in survival mode. You're not seeing anyone. You're not seeing anything.
Okay. Yeah. I noticed that too. The feeding tube was a little weird.
Understand it, and then there's this added pressure of her daughter needs to make weight. And then there's this just terrible doctor that is at the center for the daughter's treatment, and it's just shame all the time. Like, if you were a better mom, she'd gain weight. Like, everything is always like, if you were a better person, this would happen. Everyone in her life is telling her, like, maybe if you made better choices. And so that's the other thing. You're just like, please stop. I can't. Yeah. I don't want to watch this.
Think about that. There's so many people out there that probably have hard, I'm sure there are actually, have hard lives like that.
That's the thing. You're watching it and it's just, it, especially given what's going on in the world right now. Like, I just was like, can I please watch Five Nights at Freddy's 2? It was so terrible, but it was such escapism. It was so, so nice to watch a horror movie about Showbiz Pizza.
I want to know what they're up for. Best actress nomination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she definitely. I mean, my God. I mean, she does a knockout performance. There's
That's a 93. A 93 on Rotten Tomatoes, if you guys follow that. That's a good number. That's a good number. That's a little real.
That's not a working mom who's giving them a 93. A working mom watching that is like, I can't. It's too real.
Yeah. What was the deal with the husband again?
He's in the military.
Okay. All right.
So he's like a Navy officer. So he was stationed on a boat. It ended up being Christian Slater. I mean, you end up finding out.
Yeah.
But
he
seemed
mean.
I think it's just, it's just this heightened reality of everyone in her life. She just feels, I think it's through her lens. I think everything in her life is through her lens, all the interactions. And you just realize that, like, even the police officer that shows up is like, well, what were you doing? Why did this happen? I mean, every single person, the girl at the front desk, I mean, won't give an inch, just nothing. Everybody in her life is constantly pushing back and making things harder. And she's just like, I'm just tired. Like, by the end of the movie, she's just progressively more exhausted.
Like everyone listening to this podcast right now. Right.
Everyone's like, why can't we talk? Let's talk about something fun. I've got a fun thing. Heinz Ketchup has come out with a ketchup. It is a barrel of ketchup. It's a 10-pound barrel of Heinz Ketchup. And they did a limited edition giveaway so people would have it for the big game coming up next week. But it really is going to be a thing that comes out later this year for football season. Okay. And it is 114 ounces of ketchup. It's nearly 2 feet tall.
It's a barrel.
It's a barrel. And they put it out on Instagram as a joke. And all these Heinz fans were like, no, make this a reality. Make it a thing. So it's basically a tub of ketchup. I mean, if you were having a game, people were saying, like, for tailgating, it'd be great. You don't have to worry about the mess, the cleanup, or like, you know, shaking the bottle, making it get all out and everything like that. Yes.
It's a barrel. I love ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
I love ketchup. I eat ketchup with everything.
Do you really?
I
mean,
I try to.
Do you do ketchup with eggs?
I love ketchup with scrambled eggs. Oh, yeah. I don't do it, though, as often because I kind of forget. Okay. I absolutely, I'm trying to type right here because I'm trying to look up a barrel of ketchup. Let's see if I
ketchup.
Ketchup.
It's ketchup. Keg chup. So K-E-G-C-H-U-P. So instead of ketchup, it's keg chup.
Ketchup. Okay. All right.
And you can go to HeinzKetchup.com. And get in like the pre-sale for when it comes out later this year.
All right. So now I know what it is. It kind of looks like a pony keg.
Yep.
All right. I'm looking at it. It's like, you know, you can get those little tiny kegs, not tiny kegs, but kegs like a Heineken in there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a pony keg. So it's a pony keg of ketchup.
Yep.
Oh my God. How long does that last? When running out of ketchup is the worst thing ever. If I run out of ketchup, I'm like, God dang it. What am I going to do now? So I actually go to Sam's Club or whatever,
really?
Costco, and I will buy the three. I will buy the three because I know I'll go through the thing.
Yeah.
And it's not worth it just to go to whatever and just buy one bottle. So yeah, because I use ketchup in many ways. Like my recent thing is I'm making in Germany, when I live in Germany, you can get this thing called currywurst.
Yeah.
And basically the ketchup is a curry ketchup is what it is. So I've been making curry ketchup with my tater tots and whatever I want to eat it with. Yeah. Oh, God. God bless.
I can't tell you the last time I had ketchup. I don't use
Why? It. Is that another thing for you that you don't like?
No. Mm-mm. I mean, it's fine if it's there. If it's on a burger, I'll eat it. But like when I go to order a burger, I get mustard only. I don't usually get mustard and ketchup.
Okay.
And I don't dip like my fries in ketchup.
Oh, get out of here. Really? There's nothing worse when you sit down.
A couple years ago when I cut out sugar and there's so much sugar in ketchup, like there really is. So, and I just never really went back, and it's fine. Like, it's one of those things, like I said, if it's on a burger or what have you, like I'll eat it. But like, it's just, I kind of lost the taste for it.
That's sad. You're sad.
The kids eat enough for all of us. Are you kidding me? We still go through basically a pony keg. I have children. They can catch up on everything.
Yeah.
Except for my daughter. My daughter doesn't. Well, no, she puts it on burgers.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just a ketchup fiend. So, yeah. All right. Well, you know, we'll post that. You said you can pre-order this thing?
It's coming out later this year. They said it'll probably be in time for football season 2026.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
But right now it was just a limited edition. You had to sign up kind of thing. It's already over. So people either have it or they don't. But now you can get it later.
Perfect. Hey, Saturday Night Live just hit their 1,000th episode.
Really?
1,000. Well, Molly, I thought to myself, that show has been on for, it's 50 years. They're on their 51st year. And I looked at the Sweet Wileen when I was watching. I was like, that doesn't seem like much, 1,000. And so I did the math because I'm thinking 50 years, for some reason, I would think you had more than 1,000 episodes. But I did the math. It's like they average like 20 episodes a year. Mm-hmm. That's it. 20 episodes. That's 20 weeks, I guess. That's about half the year.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right. Yeah. So they did their episode. Do those cast members get paid?
Yes,
they do.
Yeah,
do
they make much?
It's not much. Okay, all right.
No, you're on there because I mean, and you're not griping about how little they don't get paid much.
All right, it's like the Avenue,
you're on Saturday Night Live. You know what I mean? Like, boo hoo hoo hoo.
It's the road. Skarsgård was the host, and it was terrible. And
so
then
handsome.
He's a good guy. I like the guy, but it was bad skits, you know. But then Cardi B is also the musical guest.
She's unrecognizable. She has done so much work to herself.
Yeah, she covers her face up a little bit more than I think. I actually went up online and was like, that butt. Her body is just different. She's had a lot of work done.
Yeah, she
I
is.
Guess she's had those injections. Mm-hmm. Like she does not shy away from the stuff she does.
No, I love that she owns it. She's like, do
she
I get
warns
booty?
People.
She's like, yeah, this is not natural. Nothing about me. Well, because she did like backdoor. I mean, she did like
in the basement
off-market
somewhere.
Stuff when she was, you know, just getting started. I mean, like in a basement in the Bronx or whatever.
She spent like $600 or $800 to get injections in her butt. But then those injections, she's just recently got them removed.
Really?
So now I think that's the thing. I'm like, are we looking at all natural now or did, and that's what I was looking at. I'm like, did she get butt implants?
Maybe.
Put in? Because the reason why she got the injections is when she was a stripper, a woman of the night. That's the reason why she got them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess she's gotten a lot of work done, but I'm not judging, but my question was like, is that a real booty?
No.
Okay. She's done a lot of lipo. I guess you can pull fat out of your body and put it in your butt, right?
Yeah, it's called a Brazilian.
Oh, that's a Brazilian.
Yeah, a BBL, a Brazilian butt lift, where they suck it out someplace else and shoot it in your butt. And that's how you can like repurpose your fat. Gross. I can't.
That's very gross.
I have absolutely zero judgment for people who get stuff done. Do it. Why not? If that's going to make you feel better, if that is your happy place, like, okay. It's yeah. just, it is not for me. I could see doing, never say never. Like, I haven't had Botox. I haven't had filler, but I'm definitely, like, curious about it. And I have friends that do it, all of it. You know, I've had friends that have had boob jobs and butt jobs and mommy makeovers and inject this and filler here and whatever. I mean, you don't get to be a woman of a certain age and not know people with yeah. all of this stuff done. I just haven't. I haven't done it.
You don't need to.
I mean, thank I you. Think, I mean, I, you know, I, you know, I it's definitely something where I think as you age, you kind of have to make a choice. Like, you're going to do it or you're not. It's kind of like when you color your hair, like either you're going to go gray or you're going to keep coloring your hair, and you got to like pick a road.
You got to pick a road. You're right.
You know? And so it's never too late to get on the injectable train. I mean, from what I understand, but yeah, I haven't done it yet.
You say yet.
I do. I don't want to ever listen. It's a long road life.
Yes, you know? It is. And it wears you down.
I never want to cut off any opportunity. If somebody came to me and they were like, seriously, try this. I mean, I might.
Maybe we should find, you know, anybody out there that wants to give Molly a couple. No, yeah, I'm not going to force do that. I'm not going to say anyone out there want to do a freebie. I mean, because I don't want you to. It's not a money thing. It's just that's this not your thing yet.
No, I haven't. Yet. I did start looking into, and I'm curious if anybody listening does it, collagen.
You can take collagen
powder, and apparently it's like a game changer for your like skin and your hair. It's not cheap. Like the one that I was looking at, it's a powder that you just mix in with whatever. Take it once a day. It's like $21 for the jug, but that's like probably on the lower end of pricing. Like it goes from anywhere from like $21 for a container, a big container.
Okay.
A lot. Yeah.
I need to find out. My niece, she's just recently started going to, I want to call it cosmetology school. Is that what that would be? Where they do all the skin stuff, the facials, and she's learning that stuff. Yeah, and she's doing good. I mean, I was with her yesterday, and she was just going down all these things that she's learning. And I'm like, I can tell that you love what you're doing.
That's cool.
Because when you love what you're doing, you learn everything about it. And then when you're in that field, something like that, you want to make sure you tell your clients per their needs I'm the expert, you know, but I'll ask her about it. And see what that's all about.
I'm just curious. It just came up recently. People are like, well, you're not taking collagen. And I was like, no. And they're like, oh, all of a sudden you're like, do I need to be doing it? They're like, oh, game changer.
Collagen.
I'm like, game changer. I want to know about the game changer. Tell me about this drink that's a game changer.
Yes.
Am I suddenly going to be, is it like the substance? Am I suddenly going to look like a workout queen?
God, I wonder if that's what I'm giving Wylene, because I make those smoothies.
Yeah.
And I add some powder to it that she has me add to
really?
It. Just a spoon. I'm going to have to look. Yeah. It must
be. They say
you
can add it to smoothies.
Okay.
Coffee, all sorts of stuff. I know. I'm like, what?
You're joking.
Tell me all about it. I'm joking. I'm like, I can't wait. No, but when I heard game changer, I was like, game changer? It seems like an oversell, but we'll see.
Yeah, generally they are when they do game changers. So
they're
anyway.
Like, that's what Jennifer Aniston uses. Yeah. So I was like, well, her skin's great.
Oh, her skin's perfect. All right, we're going to rock out of here. Thanks for tuning in. And make sure you leave some reviews and stuff like that wherever you're listening. And then tomorrow, Tuesday, we have the after party, and that's where you're going to get that bonus word. Don't forget, anywhere you get a podcast, tell everybody. That's the deal. And also Lancers, they're going to be playing Des Moines Buccaneers for Star Wars Night this Saturday, February 7th. It's a 6:05 game, and it's at the Liberty First Credit Union Arena. So if you want to go to bigpartyshow.com and drop your name there to win tickets. All right. That's all you got to do. Star Wars Night.
Star Wars. May the Force be with you.
I don't have any Star Wars stuff. Because I plan on going to this game.
I've got
so
stuff in the house because my son, but like I don't personally. It's not like I've got like a Princess Leia costume in the closet.
God, I could bring like Remy, my little doodle, her hair's grown out. She looks like
Chewbacca.
She looks like an Ewok. Aww. Yeah, I can just train her to walk on her hind legs the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Sure you can. By Saturday.
Like never. That's not going to happen. But all right, we're going to get out of here. Be kind to everybody. We'll see you guys at the after party on Wednesday with another Big Party Show podcast. Do yourself good, people.